Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Live from Times Square in New York City, it is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. That's right. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. We want you to be part of Barton Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Call us at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. We are at Margaritaville right here, like I said, in the heart. Like, this is like the crossroads of the world right here in Times Square.
The Mecca.
And if you are listening and in the area, come and hang out. We got the pool right in front of us. And, Bart, I was actually knee-deep in the pool.
Yeah, your bugle boys got wet.
A little bit. A little bit. But that's all right because it's, I mean, when you're hanging out by a pool, you got to at least take a dip.
This is like Temptation Island right now.
Are you afraid to swim? Like, you didn't even come near the pool.
Oh, just because I'm black, I can't swim?
I'm not suggesting that. You did. But I'm just saying, like, you didn't even come near it. I figured, you know.
Because if I get in it, you're not going to get me out.
I think the wires will reach.
It'd be calling me. It's calling me.
No, it looks good. Feels good. We got people hanging out by the pool as well.
This is like
lounge chairs.
Yes, this is like Temptation Island, right? I see margaritas all around, and we can't indulge.
Why not?
We can?
Who says we can't?
Mickey Mouse.
It's Scott McCarthy here. We have to ask Scott McCarthy. If he says it's okay, it's okay.
I'm just going to plead the fifth. I wonder if this is a temptation that right now New England players have because they went down to South Beach early. How can you resist the temptation? Salt water.
They are in, what do we say, Palm Beach.
Yeah, they're Palm Beach.
Out from Miami. And you said today's that day, right?
Today's
the hard practice.
Today's the hard practice.
And then tonight.
I lost a lot of friends yesterday by telling the trade secrets. I lost a lot of friends.
You did. You revealed maybe too much.
Yeah, I got blocked.
When keeping it real goes wrong. That's literally what happened. But that's why people love this show, because you take us behind the scenes. You gave us the game plan of what the players on the flight down from New England, the players are probably saying all the stuff you were saying. All right, so we got to get another hotel. And we put them in the hotel.
They've been swiping right all week.
And then, we find our crew, and we're going to say we're going to watch Thursday Night Football, air quotes.
Yes.
And then what, Friday is walkthrough?
No, directly after practice today, it gets real, right? And Friday is Fast Fridays. It's not a physical day. It's more of a mental day. So then they're going to go out and indulge. It is a bad move by Bill Belichick to take a bunch of 20-year-olds to a South Beach that's been stuck in New Providence and stuck in the New England area, and you expose them to fun and sun. And a lot of those guys are down there. It is going to be dangerous. I'm expecting a blowout.
Really?
In Miami.
You are calling for it, a blowout. You think Tom Brady wishes he was a Patriot just for 1 week?
Yeah.
Can I go to South Beach right now, please?
Well, you
don't want to go home right now. There's trouble waiting for him.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
But that's another story. Yes. We'll get to that in a minute.
Plenty to get to, of course. Adam Schefter is here already, but recording some stuff for ESPN. He's going to join us.
Phones. I saw 15 phones.
Yeah, he's got burners on top of burners. He will be with us at the bottom of the hour. A lot of news to get to, of course, with Schefty.
Can we audible? Because usually we say the power hour.
Yeah.
In hour three.
Hour three is always the power hour.
But because we have all the energy, I see fans here. I see everybody excited. The drinks are flowing. The burgers are coming. I feel like we should start off the show with the power hour.
All right. So does everybody understand how it works? I set it up, and then you say what Bart says with the energy. Say it with your chest like Bart does.
Yeah,
so if everybody can do it with Bart, let's see if we'll try it. All right. So it's hour number one.
Oh,
it's the beginning of our very first remote out with the people in New York City. And when it's hour number one in that situation, Bart Scott, what does that mean?
It means it's the power hour, 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 hour.
And the gong. I think we could do better.
Yeah.
You
some
know
warm
I mean?
Up. Maybe
that's hour number
power.
One.
Yeah, it's hour
we'll
one.
See how hour number two goes.
Yeah, yeah.
So a little bit of power.
I need a throat lozenge.
That's what you need. A little bit of tea, and we'll get this thing going. We probably should do. We should get some drinks lined up as well. As we are at Margarita in Times Square, it's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. So it begins tonight.
It begins tonight, that journey, that trek.
We did talk about the Patriots and what they're doing. They're playing the Dolphins. That's Sunday. A lot of games Sunday that we certainly will get to and talk about. But I didn't mention, but Dan Marino's coming.
Yeah, Thunder Dan.
He will be here in the building.
How welcome is Dan in Jets? In Jets? Somebody gonna push Dan in the pool?
And if he fakes another spike, I might. But there's the fact that the Jets passed on him. So, but no, he'll be here. Lots to talk to with him, of course.
Adam's in
and
the peripheral.
We've got Adam Schefter. Obviously, I already mentioned him.
All the inside news.
We're gonna get Bruce Smith.
Aha. Uh-huh.
He's gonna call in because the Bills play tonight. Very busy man, and he's gonna talk about a Buffalo Bills team that, by the way, for the first time since he played.
A lot of
Super Bowl expectations. The favorite by Vegas to win the Super Bowl. So we'll hear.
And my best
from
friend's
Bruce
coming
Smith.
In, Fat Thor.
No, don't call him Fat Thor.
That's his nickname, Fat Thor.
Why do you body shame people? No. Nick Mangold, we love him.
AKA.
One of the best centers to ever play the game.
AKA Fat Thor.
Why is he Fat Thor?
He's like a fat version of Thor. I mean, he's sexy.
Because he's got long hair.
He's like Fat Bastard. Look at my body.
Get in my belly. All right. Well, he is going to join us at some point. So we've got him.
I'm disappointed he couldn't bring his barbecue sauce.
Yeah. That would have been nice.
Yeah.
Taste testing and all that stuff. We will get some food here, right? I heard the food here is really good.
Amazing.
Well, we'll see if it's amazing. We have to try it, but still. But we do have the game tonight. We begin the new season tonight, Bart. And tonight you've got the defending champs in the LA Rams, and they'll be celebrating the banner, the whole thing. Lombardi one more time in their possession against the team that everybody thinks is going to win it, which is the Buffalo Bills. They'll be there. And the disrespect begins immediately from Vegas because guess who is the favorite to win this game tonight?
Well, I watched Adam Schefter tell us already that the favorite is the Buffalo Bills. The line has moved, I think, by two and a half.
Two and a half.
Absolutely.
Road favorites.
That's disrespectful.
At the defending champs in their building on opening night when Sean McVay has never lost an opener.
Yes.
Sean McVay's never had a losing record.
Yes.
And that's where they're playing. And that's what they say. But ESPN's FPI, they flipped it. The Rams at 56% chance to win. So FPI favors the Rams. But by, again, just this 56%, that's not a ton.
I can imagine it's going to be an emotional day. But this is what I wonder. They're going to have the banner, reveal, right? They have one of their former teammates on the other sideline in Von Miller. Is Von Miller going to – well, it's not like basketball where you get your rings on opening day.
They already got
their rings.
Those rings are ridiculous.
But, you look at Von Miller, and he's been the Super Bowl whisperer, so to speak. And, I think he's the reason why the Buffalo Bills are the favorite. Him and of course, Jamison Crowder, which I think is a sneaky, underrated pick.
All right.
But the fact that last year the Buffalo Bills did not have a closer. They had 13 seconds to advance in the playoffs and to knock off the Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas City, and they failed and they came up short, and it's because they didn't have a closer. They identified the weakness. Sean McDermott went out and got the best closer, one of the best closers in recent history, Von Miller. Will he make the difference? And can finally – listen, I am a Jet. I love the Jets, but I secretly root for this fan base in the Buffalo Bills. Simply because they suffered so much. They suffered so much. And I've heard this earlier today, that them winning a championship would be equivalent maybe to the Cubs, erasing the curse.
That's insane.
They lost four Super Bowls in the
row. You got there four times and you couldn't win one. That's a you problem. I'm sorry. You got there four
times. The Cubs
couldn't do anything for 100 years, man. You can't compare those two. Who did that? Who compared that? Where'd you hear that from?
It might have been Schefter. It
can't be Adam Schefter. There's no way Adam Schefter would have done that.
I just wanted to
blame him?
Yeah.
You can't make that. There's no way I make that comparison.
Why not?
Because
That was 30 years ago?
The Bills are more like the Utah Jazz.
Okay. But the Utah Jazz
ran into juggernaut after juggernaut. It was the Giants. They should have won that one.
Yes,
we all know they should have won that game.
Wide left or wide right?
Scott Norwood. Yes. I believe it was wide right.
Okay.
And it laces Florida, out Dan, State, by the way, with Marino coming, right?
Yeah.
But that's the game they were supposed to win.
Yes.
Right? Thurman Thomas was a beast. But they couldn't win that one. And then the next one, they got blown out after that.
Yes.
The Cowboys, they ran into the juggernaut in the Cowboys.
Yes.
Couldn't beat them. And so that was it. It's like the Utah Jazz. Same decade, Jazz were like one of the best teams in the league, and they just couldn't get past the best team in the world, which is the Chicago Bulls.
But that was Jordan. That's one team. Like, they got beat by multiple teams.
By three. Three teams.
Yes.
Yeah. In 4 years.
Man.
Well, I'm saying, but that's the – to say it's the same as – I can't put it at the Cubs level.
Well, I'll tell you this, or I ask you this.
But it is a big deal up there because that hurt. has stayed for 30 years.
In recent history, when have we ever picked a Super Bowl champion day one? I can't remember where somebody
Vegas always does.
Yeah, but when has that team ever won?
You mean the season favorite goes on to win it?
Yeah, it could be the kiss of death.
Were the Rams not the favorite last year?
No, not at all. Remember, it's a terrific time coming back, going for two. They ran it back.
It was supposed to be the Bucs.
Yeah, they ran it back. Remember, they brought everybody back. Nobody thought they can bring everybody back.
Okay.
You know, Tom Brady recovered from his hangover weekend in Bernie's experience with throwing the trophy into the river where they offended the creator of the trophy.
That was so weekend at Bernie's. It really was. That is true. It is curious, you know, to see a team that goes wire to wire as the favorite and see if the Buffalo Bills can do it. A lot of pressure on that team because you're the favorite, but you're a target.
Pipes.
But you also they have a quarterback. Everybody thinks is the best quarterback in the league. Yeah. Or could win MVP this year. Mm-hmm. The defense, as you mentioned, adding Von Miller. He wanted to stay with the Rams.
Yeah.
What's fascinating about that is he loved it. He and Aaron Donald, he loved being there. It re-energized him. But he saw opportunity in Buffalo for a chance to do something that no one else has done.
Yeah.
Win three with three different teams.
Yeah, that's crazy, right? You know, Tom is at two, so he's tied with Tom right now. And a lot of guys have won championships with multiple teams. But you know what's crazy? It's the team that didn't want him. The Dallas Cowboys. He wanted to be a Dallas Cowboy. And what a welcome sight that would be right now if Von Miller was opposite Lawrence. But they didn't want him. I wonder if they come back to regret it. His expectations is super high there. But I want to go to the other side, the other team, and talk about the defending champs.
Okay.
Who have a lot of question marks coming in as well. They lose Von Miller. Uh-huh. So, you know, that really freed him up. That was a midseason acquisition that paid instant dividends as he freed Aaron Donald to be the unquestioned leader but made him a more vocal leader. Matthew Stafford, injured elbow. Injured.
Adam Schefter has some news on that, of course, because that's also a very big part of it, too, is how Stafford's feeling and how the Rams are feeling now as they continue to build the non-traditional way.
Yeah.
F them picks. And if you're a Knicks fan here in New York, you came very close to that but did not land the big prize in Donovan Mitchell. But, of course, that is not time to talk about that. But, yes, as Bart said, we got more to talk about. Bills Rams start the new NFL season tonight, Thursday Night Football. Game one of week one tonight between the defending champs and a team everybody thinks could be the champs. More on the Rams and everything else. But first, let me tell you about LinkedIn Jobs. Because as you gear up for fall, you need the right people on your team to help your small business fire on all cylinders. LinkedIn Jobs is here to make it easier to find the people you want to talk to faster and for free. Create a job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 810 million people. Then add your job and the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring so your network can help you find the right people to hire. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know every week, Bart, listen to this, nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn?
Ah.
You just sent me a LinkedIn request, did you
know? I know, man. I need that in my life,
let's
man.
Go.
I'm trying to hire
connect on LinkedIn.
I'm trying to hire right now, son.
Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/Bart. That's LinkedIn.com/Bart. Post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Footprints.
They're pretty talented on defense, you know, between him – Jalen Ramsey, the addition of Bobby Wagner, and I can name a few more, but they're smart, savvy players. And again, they're the defending Super Bowl champs, and their defense is a big reason why, you know, they hoisted the Lombardi Trophy. So we've got our hands full, and we got to find ways to move the ball and score on them. And it's no easy task. Believe me when I say that.
That's Josh Allen, of course, the quarterback of the Bills, Kyle Brandt's Basement Podcast, talking about the Rams defense throwing flowers, even though
we call that humble pie.
Jalen Ramsey didn't want to throw flowers back in his direction, right?
Exactly.
But Josh Allen glad to do it. What is the matchup that you're looking at between these two teams, and do we expect to see them play each other again at the end of the season?
I mean, it's a possibility. You know who I have as my Super Bowl.
Why don't you tell the world?
Well, I'm going with the Saints. Listen, I believe Jameis. I know, listen, he's always saying some goofy off-the-wall stuff. But when you look at what that team has been in that division, last year being 9-7 with no quarterback, without a premier weapon outside of Alvin Kamara, what they did, and that they own pretty much the Tampa Bay Buccaneers within the division. They've only lost one game, and yes, that was in a postseason, mm-hmm. but Jameis Winston offers something that Drew Brees could never offer. That's the access to the entire field. You talk about his arm, and for everybody that says, oh, well, Jameis Winston, he's not a great quarterback, well, ask Mike Evans, because Mike Evans is probably going to get a first ballot Hall of Fame trip to the Hall of Fame because Jameis Winston, you know, kept him over 1,000 yards. You know, environment matters. And I always say that all the time. Environment matters because the same narrative that we had about Matthew Stafford last year, he's never won a playoff game. Mm-hmm. He's never done this. It's because the environment in which he was in. And you talk about, well, Tom went there and took him to the Super Bowl. Well, of course Tom took him to the Super Bowl. Once he went and got Gronkowski, once he drafted Tristan Wirfs, once he went and got Antonio Brown.
He remade half that roster.
He remade
man.
Half that roster.
I agree.
And Jameis Winston, yes, has thrown for 5,000 yards. And if he can take care of the football a little better, because they have a championship-ready defense. Alvin Kamara is a stud. And remember, everybody, remember who Michael Thomas was
yep.
before he got injured. He was the first receiver to go over $100 million in a contract, $19 million per, and he's been gone for 2 years. Well, guess what? All indications is he's back and he's healthy. And if he's I look at him coming back like Kevin Durant came back. He's going to remind us who was the baddest man on the planet. You don't lose that title as the best receiver in the league because you're injured. When you come back, you get to defend that. He's the linear champ, just like Tyson Fury was the linear champ. He didn't have any belts, but everybody knew
yeah.
that nobody had unseated the champ.
Right.
And he's the champ until he plays a season.
It's time to
and
remind
he's
everybody.
Outdone.
Right. So now that he's back, he should be able
damn
to.
Damn, them chicken tenders smell good, man. What, you got some Obey on that? Mm. Man, I'm distracted.
Y'all ready?
Margaritaville, hook a brother up.
Order him up. Let's go. Get him on the table.
I'm on a diet, man.
You might not be able to have – really?
Yeah, because TV started. I can't be looking your ass
You're
10
You're on a
two.
Diet again yeah. this week? Okay.
I don't want to be looking like Keith Booth.
All right. But you make the point. So, again, the FPI, which we use at ESPN as the analytic, along with, of course, what Caesar Sportsbook lays out as what Vegas says, FPI is more the analytic take. And FPI has the Bills to reach the Super Bowl at 13.3%, which is the highest in the AFC. The Rams at 12.8%, that's the highest in the NFC. So FBI is basically saying we're going to see yeah. these two teams in the Super Bowl at the end of the season.
Yeah,
you just broke down why you don't believe it's going to be the Rams this year
right.
because you believe it's going to be the Saints.
Yeah.
Will it be the Bills? Why or why not?
I mean, right now the pressure is too high, right? Like what happens is now because they have those expectations on them, I believe that they're going to be the hunted. Like, usually it's the Super Bowl champ that has to deal with the pressure of people trying to make a name off of them.
Yep.
Now I think people are going to want to make a name off the Buffalo Bills because they've been crowned. Right? Remember this with the Dream Team. Everybody's talking about the Dream Team
Eagles.
Back in the day with the Eagles,
yep.
back in the day with Nnamdi Asuawawa, right, and the boys, right? I think that's what people are going to be doing. They're going to get everybody's best shot. And I think, you know, you got to always be worried about the Baltimore Ravens because they play a different brand of football.
Mm-hmm.
They play a physical brand of football. And usually you're not going to go against that as everybody wants to spread everything out. That run game is unique. You only see that. And it's only another quarter. Only quarterback that can maybe do that is maybe Trey Lance. Jalen Hurts, a bit of it. But Lamar Jackson is so much better at doing that type of football, that type of game plan, that you can't prepare for his speed.
Would you say that in all the things you're breaking down, would you say that for the Bills, the road's clearly going to be harder?
Oh, yes.
So while they're the favorite, the AFC is so stacked
right.
that it's such a tough road for them to get there.
Yeah. Would you be surprised if the Ravens upset them? Would you be surprised if the Bills, if Kansas City upset them?
No.
Would you
because you don't think Kansas City is going to even make the playoffs.
Yeah, that is true. I wouldn't be surprised if
Chargers,
the Bengals,
Cincinnati,
Chargers,
yeah.
Broncos. It's all the talent as far as the young talent and the dynamic quarterbacks that we feel are going to be great for the next 10 years, most of them reside in the AFC. You know, when Deshaun Watson decided – well, he was already in the AFC.
Yeah.
But when Deshaun Watson got added back to that young youth – because they're young. He's young. He's not 27. He's like 27 years old. When Russell Wilson came over from the NFC over to the AFC, it just took all the guys and the brands and the names that we were comfortable with and put most of them in the AFC. And, man, you talk about the gauntlet. Right now – the AFC is like the Western Conference was, like when Shaq and Kobe was going back to back.
That's a great point, because that like you don't want to be the Sacramento Kings.
Yeah,
in that scenario, like, where
Body Devine and Chris Webber, like, what the hell?
Best team that could never get to the finals. You know, that you had so many good teams in the West, but the Lakers were just so much better than everybody else. But it still made for, you know, like such a compelling season, because there were a lot of teams that could do it. And I think that's where we are when it comes to looking at the conference and also looking at the fan. Do you remember a year where, I'm not going to call it parity, because there's still some really bad teams.
Not that many.
Well,
I can think of four.
There's at least 6 to 8 bad teams.
No, I got four, because you know what? I think with Baker Mayfield, Carolina won't be horrible.
Won't be horrible. Who's horrible?
Who's horrible? I think the Texans.
Texans aren't going to be very good, right?
I think the Falcons are going to be
horrible. Chicago's not going to be good.
Chicago and the Geno Smith Seattle Seahawks.
Seattle, that's four. That's your four?
Yeah, that's my four.
New York Giants?
No, I'd see
the New York Giants are not going to be good.
That is a talented football team. They have decent personnel. Saquon Barkley's playing for his future. And I'm telling you, I think the Giants are going to be much better than people anticipate.
All right, so you're keeping teams like Carolina. Obviously, you're keeping the Jets out of that conversation,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they're going to win their fair
share. Teams that aren't going to be bad.
Right.
Okay. Well, with all the
quarterbacks. They won't be good.
With the quarterback draft coming up, there'll be teams that make that business decision at some point during the season.
What, the Geno Seahawks?
That's certainly one of them. All right, it's Barton Hahn. We are live at Margaritaville in Times Square in the heart of New York City.
In the middle of the power hour.
That's right, baby. ESPN Radio, and we are presented by Progressive Insurance. Get a business insurance quote online in as little as 6 minutes. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com. Well, he's been waiting. We've been waiting for him. He's got lots of information, lots to give us. The latest from Adam Schefter coming up next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app.
Bart and Hahn.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. And, yes, we are live at Margaritaville Times Square in New York City. We've got a great crowd here with us. And if they're quiet, it's because they're stuffing their face with food that we don't have any of right now. But enjoy it while you can, of course. We want you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for your car care needs. They're close, convenient, known for guaranteed everyday low prices, excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. He is a busy man in the offseason, probably gets just as busy during the regular season as the NFL season begins tonight with the defending champion L.A. Rams hosting the Buffalo Bills, the anticipated, at least Vegas favorite, to win the Super Bowl. Adam Schefter joining us right now, taking a few minutes out of his busy schedule. Here with us, present. Schefter, good to see you.
Alan, Bart, what's going on? Les Snead just got his contract extension done for the Los Angeles Rams.
When you were looking at your phone, is that legit just what came across?
Yeah, literally.
Breaking news, Adam Schefter here with us right
now.
Well,
we knew that was going to get done at some point in time, right? But they finalized it just now, and him and Sean McVay are both under contract through 2026.
Well, that's good because they don't have any draft picks.
I always wanted to ask you, Adam, because you know how you can always tell what sport somebody plays, right? Right. You can tell bowlers with their big forearms, right? You know, athletes and football players with our necks.
You know what's funny about that? Before you even say what you're going to say, when I covered the Denver Broncos for 15 plus years, and I would be at training camp, it gets to the point where you're around the players. I could look at a player. and tell you the position he played
exactly.
before. I know. Like,
straight
oh,
body type.
That's a linebacker. Oh, yep. that's a wide receiver. Yep. Oh, that's a safety. You can just tell. Yeah.
So now when I look at those mitts, man, those mitts are really beefy, man. You got like a George Foreman mitt going on right there. Like, you ever get carpal tunnel or something like that from all the Texans?
Well, you know what? When I used to write and was a newspaper guy, I used to get carpal tunnel in my forearm. Like, it was brutal. Now, you don't have it so much. On the rare occasion I do get a massage, I have them work on my hands,
yeah.
and it's like, oh, my God, that kills.
The fastest
like, oh,
thumbs.
My God,
you need
yeah.
the thumbs, but, yeah, that's really what it is today, right? It's really just your thumbs
and
typing away.
Well, next is the Google goggles, right, where you can see everything through Google, and you can go and you can return it that way. I tell you what, I'll make you a promise. When it comes out, I'm going to buy you your first pair.
Google goggles?
Google shades, like where you can see what's in your phone through like the corner of your glasses.
Oh, really?
It's like the heads up display in your car. Now you have it right there on your sunglasses. Instead, you don't have to look down at your phone.
Technology's
anymore.
Unbelievable. Where we're going to be in 5-10 years from now? Who knows, right? Unbelievable.
Maybe it just comes right to you. But obviously, you have that report there. So let's just, I guess, start there then with the Rams. And all right, so you've got the coach, you got the GM, they've got the Super Bowl championship already as well. And yet they believe they can get more. And
yeah.
they do that because, as we know in the NFL, you have the quarterback, you have a chance. And they have Matthew Stafford. But there was so much talk about him in this offseason because of the arm issues with him and whether or not he'd be on a pitch count and all those things. But you had a report today that says that he's actually feeling better
yeah.
now than he did last year before his Super Bowl season. Why?
And he's gone through this extensive therapy all during the offseason. He's had procedures done on his elbow to combat the pain that he was experiencing last year. Last year, he was uncomfortable, and he still was second in the NFL in touchdown passes.
Right.
And so he spent months rehabbing his elbow, having the procedure done on it. And during training camp, I think they were managing his arm more than anything else. It wasn't that he couldn't throw or that he had a dead arm. This was all part of the plan leading up to tonight and this season, where they had him on a schedule, and they were getting him ready for the 2022 season for the home opener against the Buffalo Bills. And isn't it crazy also, by the way, the fact that they're playing Buffalo at home? The Rams going to add Bobby Wagner on defense, Allen yeah. Robinson on offense. I know they lost Andrew Whitworth and OBJ, but they're at home tonight, and the yeah. odds makers say they're underdogs
yes.
at home. Explain that to me.
2.5.
And one of the things I wanted to ask you is, you know, how big is the loss? Because when they look on that sideline, they're going to see a familiar foe. Or
Von
from
Miller,
your friend, yeah. Von Miller. And he was the closer. He was the guy that pulled Aaron Donald and said, hey, you have to be more vocal. And he's been kind of a Super Bowl whisperer, so to speak. And maybe he's got the invisible juice, or he's good luck Chuck to Josh Allen. How big and how significant is the loss of Von Miller to that locker room and to that defense?
Well, I think it's more important to the defense. I think they can overcome the locker room because they've got some great leaders there, and they've got a culture that they've built. But pass rushers are just hard to come by in this
yeah.
league. And the Rams gave up draft picks to Denver last season because they recognized the importance of it, and they tried to re-sign him. They wanted him back. Just that Buffalo came after him with crazy money. Bart
right.
knows what that's like during free agency when someone shows up at your front door with bags of money.
The good
midnight.
Old day. The good old days.
Rex Ryan hiding out in the bushes until midnight.
The good old days.
Yeah,
right?
I bet.
And so Von Miller got courted like that. Now, I mean, you know, you're looking at these opportunities that he had,
yeah.
and you wouldn't think that his chances he would wind up in Buffalo, but that's what he did,
yeah.
and he was happy to go there. They paid him enough money,
mm-hmm.
and he'll cap off his career in Buffalo as a Bill.
And he has a chance to win three Super Bowls
with three different
teams,
yeah, which is unbelievable.
Special as well. Obviously, with the Rams, they just stay on the Rams. Again, it's what they lost and what they have. And what they have, of course, is Stafford. What they have is McVay. And what they have is a team that still has a chance, good enough to be a Super Bowl team. We spent so much time talking about quarterbacks. But what about their offense could be different this year? What about their running game? Tell me about their running backs.
Well, we'll get to the running backs. Allen Robinson, I think, is going to be a big weapon
on
offense. Like, he has never played with a quarterback like Matthew Stafford,
yeah.
right? And so we're going to see what he can do. And he steps into, I guess, the old BJ role, like making plays like that. And he's so effective in the end zone jump balls
yeah.
that I would think that Allen Robinson will have a lot of touchdown catches this year. When we look at the backfield, a lot of questions this summer about Cam Akers and about Darrell Henderson, both guys nursing injuries. Here's a guy to watch tonight and this season. Kyren Williams,
rookie
fifth-round draft pick from Notre Dame. They like him.
Nice.
Now we'll see what he can do. Now here's the thing, and you know what this is like. I've had a lot of coaches tell me a lot of times about a certain player. They put him out there, fumbles the first carry, right, the and we don't see that running back ever again.
Right, the lights are too bright.
Right, you just never know.
Yeah. Right.
But going, I think this guy's going to be given a chance, and I think he's got a real opportunity to make an impact on the Rams this season. So all the people who did their fantasy football draft like me last night, Kyren Williams.
Hey, watch that name. Okay, nice. Adam Schefter joining us here right now. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. We're live at Margaritaville in Times Square in New York City getting ready for week one, game one tonight between the Bills and the Rams. But just going around the league, because obviously you are the guy that's always in the know. Lamar Jackson, before kickoff against the Jets, that's when all the negotiations are supposed to stop, and he's just going to play out the rest of his contract. The clock is ticking. Do we anticipate anything can happen between now and then?
Well, actually, it's sooner than that, Alan.
Is it?
Because the deadline that he imposed was Friday. He says that we have until Friday to get a deal done. Now, it's hard for me to imagine that they have this, that they're talking on Friday night, and he just looks at it, well, guys, it's time. We're not going to do this. I know Saturday's a walkthrough practice, but we're not done. Right. We're done. We're not talking anymore. Like, I can't imagine. But he did say yesterday, he told reporters, Friday is the deadline. He's cutting it off after that. Now, he may be just be saying that to send a message to the organization, like, hey, let's get this done, or we're not doing it.
Yeah. Well, deadlines spur action, right? And the longer the Ravens wait to give Lamar his money, we know that next year, I believe Burrow is eligible for extension.
Herbert.
And we know that Lamar Jackson, just by not signing, can make more money because – and but also from the Ravens standpoint, you know, Cleveland messed this up, right? But if the Ravens confirm it and give Lamar Jackson a guaranteed contract, then it's going to set a precedent that Burrow and Herbert are going to use. And then now the owners are going to lose leverage because every quarterback that has that type of resume is going to demand a guaranteed contract.
But we've seen a couple of quarterback contracts get done this summer.
Yeah.
Kyler Murray, Russell Wilson. Neither one was fully guaranteed.
Yeah, right.
So that would tell me that this deal, no matter how Lamar tries right now, is not going to be a fully guaranteed deal.
Right.
It's just not. So that's what I would expect if they are able to get it done based on what's happened this summer. I'm sure he's going to want as much guaranteed money, of course. But to me, when I look at that situation, it's fascinating.
Yeah.
Because this guy's on the clock. He's got 24-plus hours to make a decision about whether to take money that would set up the children of his children's children. Right, like it is generational wealth.
Yeah.
And I know, I would have said, if we were sitting here a year ago, I would have said, Lamar, take that money right now. And I would have been wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been wrong because the price on quarterbacks has gone up quite a bit since then. But at some point, I would say it again, do the deal now. I would have said that last year. I was wrong. I would say it now. With the way he plays, that's crazy to go play and make $23 million this year when you could be signing a deal well in excess of $200 million. Like, what are we doing?
He's always
done his own thing.
Yes. He's always been that type of guy.
Let's leave that thought right there. Schefter, can you hang out for a little bit longer with us?
Sorry,
Adam Schefter staying with us because we got a lot more to get into. Tom Brady, of course, the Bucs. A little more on, of course, Lamar Jackson's situation as well. All that coming up with Adam Schefter. But first, Bart, tell us about Straight Talk Wireless.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. I mean, really good. Actually, it feels great. You should try it. So cut your bill by switching to Straight Talk Wireless, now offering our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with 5 gigabytes of hotspot and nationwide 5G on America's largest, most dependable networks. The $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. A month equals 30 days. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G compatible device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speeds may vary.
Bart and Hahn.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey!
This gets the people moving. Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, live from Margaritaville in Times Square.
Oh, I would love to have been a fly on the wall when you and Adam was in college. When this song was coming out, what y'all was doing. Woo! I know y'all was some bad boys.
I was a wallflower. I couldn't gritty like Shefty can. I could not do that. We are poolside. I know I said we're in Times Square. It's hard to imagine. Yeah. When I say we're poolside, we legit are poolside. And it's literally right in front of us.
It just got hot, too, by the way.
And when the sun does peek out from behind the clouds, it does get – you can feel it. So it's September, but it still feels like that time of year. Shefty, Bart was talking yesterday, and he probably revealed too much.
Yeah,
but I wonder if you have a take on it. He doesn't like the idea of the Patriots going down to Miami. Well, not Miami, but South Florida early.
Yeah.
For reasons that only Bart Scott could explain about the downtime that players can have.
Yeah.
And he laid out the game plan of
Bart was not a wallflower in Miami, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
No, he almost revealed like to a point where it's like, so you did this, right? This is how you did it? Like, that's how he laid it out. Thursday's the hardest practice.
Rex was never that crazy to take us down there early.
You know what's amazing about Rex? First of all, Rex would always say to us, still says to us, that the toughest place in the league to play, and you would never guess it, is Miami in September.
Yes. Because, first of all, it's hot as hell.
Exactly.
You sit up there and
they leave
you
on the bench with the sun shining on you all day, right?
That's the other side, right?
And they make sure you have to wear your dark jersey. That's why Pittsburgh, especially with the black, they be over there like barbecue chicken. But, listen, Rex would say, listen, this was the carrot he dangled in front of us. If we win, you can stay.
Oh.
Yo, man. See, but Bill's doing it reverse. He's going early. Listen, these dudes are going to Wendy's, and they seeing the most beautiful woman they ever seen. I wouldn't be surprised if we lose a couple Patriots because they don't come back, right? And these young guys, especially if you don't expect to play and you're a special teams guy, I'm telling you, it's always one. And you got to be careful, Bill, because you can't lock them down forever. And then also you talk about the dehydration that goes on during the week. Because now you're playing out there. You can't get – it's like going to Denver early. You don't get used to the altitude of 2 days.
That's what Rob Ninkovich said. He said he played for Miami. First day, put on his pads. Couldn't believe he was sweating as soon as the pads were coming on. Doesn't stop. No matter what you do, you're not getting used to it. Yeah. Even no matter how early you go.
It ain't enough pickle juice and Pedialyte in the world to hydrate you from there.
It is interesting to see, like, just as far as just the first quarter of this game. And to see
I would go no huddle.
But look, they've lost 7 of the last 9. You had to try something. This is what that Bill Belichick is trying. We'll see if Bart is right. We'll be back with Shefty in 10.
Bart and Han.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, back here at Margaritaville in Times Square, poolside with Adam Schefter joining us here. As we were introducing him in the previous segment, he had the phone in hand. He was looking at it, and he, of course, as always, had breaking news. Les Snead signed his contract extension, so he
Sean McVay as well,
be
too,
there
right?
for
more
for
breaking news.
Again?
Rich Samini just tweeted that Dwayne Brown didn't practice yesterday,
and
they don't know that he's going to be able to play on Sunday.
Oh, that's what happened when you sign old people. Sign old people, you just wake up and your back hurt for no reason.
All of a sudden, you're just feeling it. My sciatica.
He's being evaluated for a shoulder injury.
Oh, come on. I just saw him the other day,
not
man.
Practicing again today.
His shoulder didn't look like it hurt when we were in the child line and he was grabbing all that food. That's probably what hurt his rotator cuff. Come on, Dwayne. We depending on you.
Yeah, rotator cuff, motivator cuff, whatever it is.
We got Houston and Oway over there, man.
That's rough news there on the Jets.
See, we could sit here and just have the information. You just continue to roll in. Well, let's need extension.
That's what you bring.
Dwayne Brown.
I cannot believe we haven't come up with a show yet where you just sit and you're and every 5 minutes.
Well, we do that during free agency in Bristol, Connecticut. And as it's coming in,
yeah.
Like, we never know where that show is going to go. We sit down and we're just like, okay, let's see. And boom, we're off and running and Bart just signed with the New York Jets. Yeah. Like, whoa.
One of my favorite moments was, I believe, one time you literally got up in the middle of a segment, walked away to take a call, came back and had something that was, like, mind-blowing.
Well, but here's the thing. As I say, honestly, I don't care about the TV part. My job is to report information. Yep. The TV part is just where you do it. That's your office. That's secondary to doing the actual job.
Yeah, yeah. So if I screw up your production,
How often do you have to shush somebody? You just sit there. Like,
you know what happens though. Like, in all honesty, when there's something going on, I get a little wound up and like you don't want to be around me. That's my fear of being like. Yeah, even last night, my daughter walked in. I'm doing my fantasy draft. Like, I'm on the clock. The oxygen's going out of the room real quick.
Who's your tight end?
Kyle Pitts in one league. Took him high.
Kyle Pitts is a smart move. They got to throw to somebody.
Now he's elevated so high so quickly. I understand there's nobody else to throw to, but are we ready to put him in front of Mark Andrews?
Yes.
Waller, all those guys. He's better than all those guys?
Waller is my other tight end in my other league. I have Waller in one league and Pitts in the other. Those are the two guys I love.
Now, to me, again, if you're talking about – and by the way, Bart doesn't believe the Chiefs are going to make the playoffs. That was another hot take by his. And I'm looking at it like, okay.
But I made it make sense. Don't just act like I'm out there being crazy.
No, you did. And actually, who was it that said that wasn't –
Swagoo. Well,
Swagoo said that wasn't a hot take, but it's one that's really hard to grasp. But when you think of Travis Kelce with Mahomes, it's got to be his favorite target with no Tyreek Hill there. And I know Mahomes has talked about how we're gonna spread it around now. It's not going to be to just one guy. But if anybody's going to benefit from the absence of Hill, it could be Kelce if you have.
Except, talking to the Chiefs, I've spoken to a couple of people, and they believe that Kelce's going to be like – have like three guys all over him at all times.
Yeah,
that could happen too.
He's getting the Tony Gonzalez, Bill Belichick vice coverage
type of
package. So now – because you know why you do that? Because you feel like I don't have to dump. If I got a number one corner, I put him on Valdez Scantley. He ain't going to eat. Mm-hmm. If I put him over on Smith-Schuster, he's not going to eat. So we can put all our other resources
on Kelce.
Right. Now they're going to have to learn to run the ball because that's the only way they're going to get the matchups. Because if you can stop them with seven men in the box, Tyreek Hill is maybe the most unique weapon. Not saying he's the best receiver.
I understand.
One of the most unique weapons. He eats up all your coverage.
I'll tell you a great story about Tyreek Hill. I was at the Hall of Fame, and I ran into Brad Childress, who was working on the Kansas City staff. And it was the summer that Tyreek Hill was a rookie. And Brad Childress was on the staff. So Brad and Andy came for somebody being inducted. And I said, so what stands out about camp? First thing he says to me, he goes, we got this rookie that's unbelievable. Yeah. I go, who is he? Tyreek Hill. What's the deal? He goes, he's probably the best football player I've ever seen. I said, what?
Wow. Fifth-round draft. What?
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Well, let me write this down.
No doubt about it.
There we go.
We only have a few seconds left here, Adam, and it's always great to have you around, but I got to ask you this because our next guest is Dan Marino.
Who's that?
Exactly. How much – Bart wants to ask him, and I think it's a great question to ask you as well. How much is Dan Marino worth in today's market if he was a free agent?
Dan Marino today would get, I would say, $52 million a year.
Yeah.
And it would be well within his rights to ask for a fully guaranteed contract.
Yes.
And he might get it.
And he might get it, right?
He might get it.
Like, I can't imagine quarterbacks from that era that lit it up the way a guy like him did,
how much money
they would be worth.
We haven't seen a golden era like that in a while.
No,
we had a little bit now.
So, Dan Marino joining us. Yes, Shefty, thanks so much.
Bart, thank you.
Give it up for Shefty.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Han weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Han, the podcast.